Welcome in the name of the one who creates, redeems, and sanctifies us. Amen. We begin our Monday service this evening with the confession and forgiveness. Friends in Christ, in this Lenten season, we have heard our Lord's call to struggle against sin, death, and the devil, all that keeps us from loving God and each other. This is the struggle to which we were called at baptism. Within the community of the church, God never wearies of forgiving sin and giving the peace of reconciliation. On this night, let us confess our sin against God and our neighbor and enter the celebration of the great 3 days, reconciled with God and with one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives his authority. I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in el nombre del Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo. Amen. La gracia de nuestro Señor Jesucristo, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, el amor de Dios, the love of God, y la comunión del Espíritu Santo sean con todos ustedes, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And now together let us pray. Eternal God, in the sharing of a meal, your Son established a new covenant for all people, and in the washing of feet, he showed us the dignity of service. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, these signs of our life in faith may speak again to our hearts, feed our spirits, and refresh our bodies. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our first reading is from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 11. A reading from 1 Corinthians. For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And hear now the Holy Gospel according to St. John via Crossroads Kids Club. Glory to you, O Lord.
God's story, Jesus' Last Supper. So part of God's story is about the night before Jesus died, and it begins like this. Jesus knew he was going to go back to heaven soon, but he hadn't finished teaching his friends everything they needed to know. So he planned a special supper with 12 of his closest friends, called his disciples. A disciple means a Jesus follower. Anybody who follows Jesus gets to be his disciple and his friend, including you and me. So Jesus was sitting around the dinner table with his friends eating supper. We call it the Last Supper because it was the last meal they ate together before Jesus died on the cross. During the meal, Jesus suddenly left, got a big bucket of water and a towel, knelt down on the floor, and started washing the disciples' feet. That was awfully nice of Jesus because back then, people walked around on muddy roads without wearing shoes or sandals. They probably stepped in a lot of dirt and camel poop. And now here was Jesus kneeling right next to their dirty, sweaty, stinky, poop-caked feet. It might sound like Jesus really hated dirty feet, but even though dirty feet can be pretty gross, especially if you've just stepped in camel poop, Jesus was actually teaching his disciples how to act like him. See, Jesus came to earth so that he could serve other people, even if that meant helping them with things like scrubbing their stinky feet, because Jesus thinks helping people is the coolest. And after Jesus leaves, it's up to his disciples to show people how Jesus would act if he were still on earth. Do you think you could show somebody how to act like Jesus? Well, after that, Jesus had some more to teach his friends. Hopefully he washed his hands since he touched all his feet. But we don't know for sure. Anyway, Jesus knew the disciples might have a hard time always acting like him. So Jesus told them he was going to send a special helper called the Holy Spirit to show his friends how to act like him. And the Holy Spirit still helps Jesus' friends today. Well, after the exciting news about the Holy Spirit coming to help everyone, Jesus started teaching his friends how to stay close to him too, even when he's in heaven. We can stay close to Jesus by talking to him, listening to him, and obeying him by doing the things he was teaching. Jesus explained this by talking about a plant. First, he said that he is like a grapevine growing in a garden. His friends, that's us, are like the branches. God is like the gardener who comes out and helps make sure those branches are healthy and strong, growing juicy, delicious grapes. Think about what will happen if a branch falls off a grapevine. It's not going to be able to grow any grapes laying on the dirty ground. Instead, spiders and ants will come live in it, people will step on it, and it might become a bathroom for birds. So basically, we, the branches, need to be connected to Jesus, the vine, if we're going to be healthy disciples. That means we should talk to Jesus, listen to him, and obey him, even when we don't feel like it. We have to stay close to Jesus to be his followers. After all this garden talk, Jesus wanted to make sure the disciples knew how to pray. So he prayed and showed them that prayer is really just talking to God. Remember, kids, Jesus loves all of us so much that he wants us to stay close to him, just like his disciples. Staying close to Jesus doesn't just mean knowing stuff about him. It means knowing him like a friend by talking to him, listening to him, and showing that we love him by obeying what he teaches. And that's the story of Jesus' Last Supper. So, in case you missed it, here's the quick version. Jesus ate dinner. He washed his friends' feet. That showed them how to help others. He told them the Holy Spirit was coming. The Holy Spirit helps us. Jesus wants us to stay close to him, like a vine and its branches. He talked to God. We can help others, get help from the Holy Spirit, stay close to Jesus, and talk to God too. And that's a part of God's story.
This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace and peace to you from God, our Creator, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So we can't share in the Last Supper together. We can't wash one another's feet. Some of you maybe are thankful for that, but that was something I love doing. We can't taste the bread that our kids were supposed to make us for this night, or see them do a skit about the whole body of Christ working together. And while we may be scattered throughout the county of Berks and beyond, for that matter, we can still be the body of Christ together. We can still love as Jesus physically together. Podemos amar como Jesús nos ama. As the video said, we can help others, get help from the Holy Spirit, stay close to Jesus, and talk to God too. We can still love as Jesus loves, even if we can't be together. Podemos amar como Jesús nos ama. But what does that look like, you may ask, now that we aren't able to be with one another? How can we love our neighbors when we can barely talk to them, let alone get close enough to hug them or give them a handshake? Well, for starters, we can praise those who are on the front line. We keep hearing about them, but maybe we forget that as we are here in this service, they are fighting for us and for our country. Someone made this amazing video that I stumbled upon, how to praise the people. It's called A Praise Song for the Pandemic.
Every medical staff bent over flesh to offer care, for lives saved and lives lost, for showing up either way. Praise for the farmers tilling soil, planting seeds so food can grow, an act of hope if ever there was. Praise be the janitors and garbage collectors, the grocery store clerks and the truck drivers barreling through long, quiet nights. Give thanks for bus drivers, delivery persons, postal workers, and all those keeping an eye on water, gas, and electricity. Blessings on our leaders making hard choices for the common good, offering words of assurance. Celebrate the scientists working a way to understand the thing that plagues us, to find an antidote, and all the medicine makers. Praise be the journalists keeping us informed. Praise be the teachers finding new ways to educate children from afar, and blessings on parents holding it together for them. Blessed are the elderly and those with weakened immune systems. All those who worry for their health, praise for those who stay at home to protect them. Blessed are the domestic violence victims on lockdown with abusers, the homeless, and refugees. Praise for the artists and poets and sound and color. Blessed are the ministers and therapists of every kind, bringing words of comfort. Blessed are the ones whose jobs are lost, who have no savings, give thanks for laughter and kindness. Praise be our four-footed companions with no forethought or anxiety, responding only in love. Praise for the seas and rivers, forests and stones who teach us to endure. Give thanks for your ancestors, for the wars and plagues they endured and survived. Their resilience is in your bones, your blood. Blessed is the water that flows over our hands and the soap that helps keep them clean each time a baptism. Praise every moment of stillness and silence so new voices can be heard. Praise the chance of slowness. Praise be the birds who continue to sing the sky awake each day. Praise for the primrose poking yellow petals from dark earth. Blessed is the air clearing overhead so one day we can breathe deeply again. And when this has passed, may we say that love spread more quickly than any virus ever could. May we say this was not just an ending, but also a place to begin.
And when this has passed, may we say that love spread more quickly than any virus ever could. May we say that this was not just an ending, but also a place to begin. Jesus knew that what he went through on that evening that he shared his last supper with his disciples, that it was not the ending. He knew that Good Friday and his death on the cross was not the ending either. That was his place to begin, and it is also our place to begin. A time where we aren't physically together, but a time to remember nonetheless what really matters, especially on this Maundy Thursday, where Jesus gives us that new mandate, that new commandment, to love one another as he has loved us. It's a time to reach out to our loved ones and neighbors, but not in the way we've grown accustomed to doing. We can't offer hugs and handshakes, but we can still offer listening ears. We can't wash feet, but we can offer food to those in need. We can't have our children make bread for us at church and perform a skit, but we can help them with schoolwork and teach them how to love others, even in the midst of this crazy time we are living in. As the video stated, we are to praise every moment of stillness and silence so new voices can be heard. What voices need lifting up around us that have been too often silenced? How might we help them be heard? How can this time of slowness help us see that we were way too busy beforehand anyways? I came across another quote that says, "In the rush to return to normal, use this time to consider which parts of normal are worth rushing back to." We can still love as Jesus loves. Podemos amar como Jesús nos ama. That's what is worth rushing back to, not all the other things we thought we had to do. Staying by ourselves behind locked, closed doors, only thinking about ourselves and our safety is not the answer at this time. For Jesus, if it is from a distance, for tonight, Jesus once again gives us that new commandment to love one another as he loves us. May we continue to reach out in love, for this is not our ending. This is just our beginning. Thanks al Señor. Amen. Please join me with the hymn of the day, "Jesu, Jesu, fill us with your love." Amen. And now together let us offer up our prayers to God. Turning our hearts to God, who is gracious and merciful, we pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. God of love, unite your church in its commitment to humble service. Make us your faithful disciples. Speak words of truth and grace through us. Encourage us in self-giving acts of kindness. Let us love one another as you have loved us. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. God of love, tend to flocks, fields, and vineyards. Bring favorable weather for crops to grow. Guide the hands of those who cultivate, farm, and garden. Let the earth flourish so that all may eat and be satisfied. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. God of love, you give us a new commandment to have love for one another. We give thanks for organizations that respond to disasters and for agencies that offer relief and humanitarian aid to people in need. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. God of love, give ear to all who call upon you for any need of body or spirit. Provide for those who do not have enough to eat, those who are unemployed or underemployed, and those who rely on the generosity of others. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. God of love, you invite us to your table of mercy. Heal all divisions between members of this assembly. Extend the hospitality of the table, that your love and welcome be made known to all. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. God of love, glorify your servants who walked by faith in this life and who now feast with you. Inspire us by the sacrifice of those who were imprisoned, persecuted, or martyred for their faith, especially Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. For what else shall we pray?
My son, God,
help us to get back to our churches in this world.
Peace in the world.
For our leaders, that they make the right decisions.
Healthcare workers.
For all my loved ones and your loved ones.
Help us find a cure for this terrible disease.
Our sisters and brothers celebrating Passover tonight.
Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. According to your steadfast love, O God, hear these and all our prayers as we commend them to you through Christ our Lord. Amen. At this time, you may get your offering ready to mail to Christ. Please note that your offering helps us continue to serve our neighbors through our food pantry at a time when food has become even more of a luxury to many. It also helps us provide church services such as these to reach beyond our community. Thank you for your commitment to be disciples of Christ. Now let us pray together. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Go in peace, love one another. Thanks be to God. Gracias al Señor.